Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. How long would your preacher last if he were to begin his sermon somewhat as follows? Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of God, you inhabitants of Gomorrah. Isaiah 1:10. Would he be fired before he had gotten these words out of his mouth? The sad truth is that many modern church members, including some leaders, are not all that different from the people Isaiah addressed. The leaders in many churches have been involved in immoral and even illegal activities. One preacher in Nashville is currently spending time in prison for breaking into cars, stealing cameras, computers, and credit cards. He said he was experiencing financial difficulties. But I strongly suspect the church where he worked was paying him as much as $80,000 a year. What a shame that a person of such ability has the moral values of a thief. Isaiah singles out the leaders among the Israelites as being like the rulers of Sodom. Can you imagine a more degrading comparison than this? The Bible describes Sodom as being one of the most morally perverted cities in the history of mankind. Two angels of God went to the city of Sodom to warn Lot of impending destruction. When they visited the house of Lot, the Sodomites assaulted the house of Lot and demanded that the men be brought out to them that they might engage in homosexual conduct with them. Lot refused their demands, but offered his virgin daughters to the lecherous men of Sodom. The men of Sodom were not interested in normal sexual relations. They were devoted to sexual perversion. How absolutely shameful. But is it more shameful than the situation within Roman Catholicism? Hundreds of priests in the United States and abroad have been convicted of molesting children, especially little boys. If there is any worse sin than sexually abusing children, especially by priests, by preachers, and by rabbis, I would not know what it is. Incidentally, I am not condemning celibacy. Everyone has a right to remain single if he or she so desires. But nobody, I repeat, nobody, has a right to require celibacy. Has the Roman Catholic Church's regulations enforcing celibacy among priests and nuns contributed to the incident of child sexual abuse? I do not know, but I strongly suspect that it is a major factor. But I know this, demanding celibacy is one of the signs of an apostate church. Please listen to the Apostle Paul. Now the Spirit speaks expressly, or explicitly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them who believe and know the truth. 1 Timothy 4:1-3. The great tragedy is that the Israelites became like their leaders. Isaiah refers to the Israelite people as you people of Gomorrah. I'm aware that God holds each of us individually responsible for our behavior. But is it not a fact that the members of a church or any other organization almost never rise above the leadership? If the leaders of a nation or of a community or of a church are corrupt, the followers will likely be corrupt also. It need not be that way, but it almost always is. That means, dear friends, that we have a sacred obligation to choose the right kind of men for leadership. If we send liars, adulterers, and thieves to our state capitals and to Washington, we have no right to complain when they lie, commit adultery, and steal us blind. That is one of the reasons Christians have an obligation to investigate the men and the women who are running for public office, and to select only honorable people for our leaders. If we fail to do so, we have to pay the consequences. Are we not paying those consequences today? My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.